Okay, greetings. Welcome to Module 4, and here's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to go through how to craft a high-converting opt-in page. So what do I mean by that? Well, basically, when you have different styles of opt-in pages that lead to your offers, there's certain elements on those pages that are going to convert better. And what does this mean? This means that out of 100 people who come to your opt-in page, the page where they enter their name and email, out of those 100, if 40% of those convert into subscribers, well, that's great, as long as you didn't trick them into doing it. But if you only get about 5, 10, 15%, then what's going to happen is you're not going to get enough leads to actually go and produce a profit throughout the rest of your sales funnel in most cases, okay, in most cases. Now, it's going to be different per industry. So depending on your offer, depending on the industry, those numbers could be a little different. But we're going to look at all of these various things and how to craft a really high converting opt-in, a lead magnet, thank you page, sales page, all those things. But first, we're going to start with the opt-in page. So the components that you're going to have on this opt-in page. Okay, make sure to take notes of this and we'll kind of walk through them individually. But you're going to have a headline. Okay, now you're going to have the headline is right here, an internet millionaire secret formula to sell almost anything online, build a business you love, and live the life of your dreams. That's your headline. Okay, now sub-headline could be anywhere from this. Well, this is technically a testimonial. So the sub-headline on this particular page, usually you would have one like right around here or something, but this is really kind of it here. It's a little bit of a combination between this and these bullet points. So the sub-headline, typically you're going to have a headline up here and then a sub-headline directly with it, okay, right underneath it. It's usually in a little bit smaller print. Then you're going to have your brand logo, then you're going to have your video. Then you're going to have bullet points, which are here, a call to action, get the free book now, name, email, whatever it is, credentials, and testimonials. So the testimonials are right here. And in the video, you kind of get the credentials here, right? But over here, it says launch retails for $18, currently $14 on Amazon, but I'll ship it to you for free. And it gives a little bit of insight into why Jeff is credible to produce this. Okay, so these are kind of your key things as you're developing your opt-in page. Make sure you have these elements. All right, so what you're aiming for is about 20 to 50% of conversions if you're collecting just email. Now that can go down again if you're adding a bunch more things. Headline copy is really the make or break. Okay, the headline copy is huge and it's really your make or break. So the less fields that you're asking for, name and email, the higher the conversions, okay? But again, I mentioned this before, if you ask for a bunch more things in sort of an application style, you get a much higher quality lead. Higher quality lead if you ask for more things, okay? But on the front end, you're just looking to get some subscribers, you're just looking to get people on your email list, okay? All right, so avoid the confusing designs. Make it very simple, make it very straightforward. People do not need to be confused. Collect email info first. The rest of the info you can get by mailing your subscribers, okay? So you can get the rest of it as you actually mail out to your subscribers throughout that. So, okay, testimonials can sometimes reduce your conversions if they're not done well. So make sure to test these. But generally speaking, testimonials are always going to provide a level of credibility as long as they're good and as long as they're honest, right? If you have something from Reed Tracy, who's the CEO of Hay House Publishing, that's a very credible source when you're giving a book, right? That's very credible. So if your campaign demands the most qualified subscribers, you need to provide sufficient information on your opt-in page. So test your headline, test your text, test your video copy to improve conversions along the way. So if you're split testing in ClickFunnels, it allows you to split test. So one thing you're going to want to split test are two separate headlines and test that first. You can also test a different video. So what I mean here is that you would essentially have two different opt-in pages, So you'd have number one and you'd have number two. So these pages are the exact same, and then you're going to have traffic. So these are people who are coming to your website. Now, ClickFunnels has the option where you can split this. 50% of traffic goes to number one, 50 goes to number two, and this is how you test. And then it'll say, on this one, you got 20% conversions, and then on this one, you got 50%. Well, guess what? Guess which one we're going to use? We're going to use number one, right? Because it's working so much better. But here's the gist. If you're ever split testing, you can only split test one element at a time. You can't have two wildly different pages just to start with. What you want to do is you want to build out the page and then have one video on one page and one video on the other. So you're only split testing one element at a time. And then what you're going to do is you're going to split test the headline. Okay, so you're going to split test the headline. And then you can split test the bullet points, or you can split test all kinds of different elements here. You can split test using a different color, right? Blue conveys trust, so that's a good one for any sort of opt-in pages. So these are just a few things to look at when you're actually crafting your opt-in page. Just remember to be testing different elements and make sure that all of these elements are on your pages so that you know that it's working well.